This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
How you feel today, Chris?
Pretty good.
Good. Me too. Head to the Catskills later today?
Maybe. That's what I'm training. I got hired at Croge's garage that he works at. So for some reason, I'm training in this Catskills.
I have a clip of that. It's so fucking funny.
I didn't get a lot from the PayPal.
Are you a boner guy?
Cuz-a-roo.
Slap-a-rooney.
It's showtime.
A W-A-T-P. Hello, Robert Nixon, Cousaroos. Welcome to another episode of Who Are These Podcasts, the only show that keeps its pants on when using PCP. I'm your host, Carl. With me this week, the man who makes sure Dick keeps a level head, it's Sean, the audio engineer. What's happening, Sean?
And good luck with that. How you doing, Carl?
I'm doing very well. Very happy to have you on. This is your debut on W-A-T-P. We're excited to have you on the show. Thanks for joining
us. Hey, thanks for asking me. I was telling you a minute ago, I look forward to the crossovers every month, and I bug Dick about it. So it's they're fun. They're a lot of
fun. Those crossover episodes,
I love the show.
Are fun. I have to say that people who get on our Patreon, they tell us that the bonus episodes are just something different about it. It's got a different vibe. It's a little more relaxed. It's a lot of fun, especially the crossovers with you and Dick. Please go to whoarethese.com to get our email address, voicemail number, link to our subreddit, link to the Discord server, link to our merchandise, link to our YouTube channel, and link to our Patreon, featuring at least two new bonus episodes every single month. Also, we encourage our listeners to give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and then shit all over us in the comments section. By the way, our review girl, Vic, I think she's in today, but she will not be on for much longer. She's going into the Navy. We got to replace her. We got to win Vic's job contest or just let Cripple Jesus do it. I think we should just, if Cripple Jesus wants the job, it says. Today, we'll be reviewing a podcast called The Dickheads Podcast. This is a suggestion from Ace Riley. We have both listened to the show separately. We have not discussed it with each other beforehand. Let's get into it, Sean. This is a podcast hosted by Riley Brooks and Mo Diggity, who are also hanging out in our Discord server right now. And this is a show about...
You fucking really set me up on this one.
This is a show about the Dick Show. And I thought this would be fun because Sean's been on the Dick Show since day one. And he does not pay attention to any of the ancillary things that are happening around the Dick Show, which are numerous. So this is a show that tries to do like a wrap-up show, or I'm not really sure what the point of it is, but they talk about the Dick Show and things that are going on in the Dick Show universe. So I thought it'd be fun to get your perspective on some of the things that they're talking about. Did you?
Yeah, sure. That's what I need to do is listen to, you know, things about the Dick Show more than I already listen to the Dick Show twice as I record it and then live, ruin the rest of my weekend with Dick's madness and then listen to it again when I mix it. And then you should send me this with, at over 2 hours. And I go, oh, for fuck's sake, he hates me.
I know, because they're recapping episode 221, in which there's a lot of long rants going on in that episode. So now you're reliving it for the third time. I apologize, Sean.
No. It's all good. It's all good. I listened to the whole thing.
That's impressive. I got to be honest with you. I did not. And I am normally very professional, but I could not make it through the whole thing.
Well, I didn't get a chance to pull clips, unfortunately, so I did half the job, too.
Well, we also, did you check out the Foot Fetish podcast that I sent over your way?
No, I didn't get a chance. I was going all day the last, but I remember you said maybe it'll come off better if you just react, which is what I do on the Dick Show.
Right. Yeah, I think this will be fun because it's one of the podcasts that Dick put out there as a poll, what we should do for a crossover episode. And it just looks ridiculous. So I figured I'd check that out. We could talk about it. But first things first, one of the things that I notice about this show is this had to drive you nuts. You always do the mixing for the Dick Show. The mix on this show is brutal. In the beginning, before the show even starts, I guess the show starts 20 minutes in for some reason, they're talking over music beds, and I dare to figure out a single word that this person is saying.
I mean, things about you make sense, though. Kevin Clark, you're a new guy, and I really don't think that you're dumb. You think you really matter, and I really don't think you're gonna fucking prove. You're getting all pissy about Beth Pitt starting over. I don't think those things are you at all. Who else do I have to apologize to?
You would think that I would put that together as a bit. That there's no way that someone put out a podcast that sounds like that. This guy's...
Was there a voice in there?
Yeah, he was legitimately trying to make some type of point about something. You couldn't hear a word were saying as they're just blasting instrumental music.
I thought it was just one of those spoken word parts.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun, because the first 20 minutes is them discussing some type of drama they're having in a Discord server or something. I know that...
I think it was about Lolly.
Right, and I know that Dick's show is based on goss, and he's got a lot of internet goss that he goes into, but he actually has interesting goss. These guys have the least interesting goss going on. I'll play an example of this drama that they're discussing.
All right. I got, like, so angry and fed up with it that all of the dickheads fucking Discord servers, I fucking left them. I left them. I fucking banned HAD and fucking PBC or PCB and fucking...
What did PBC do? PBC did nothing!
Wow, he had a ban HAD? What compelling content that is! You don't say! How is this content for a show? What's going on in the Discord server? Who gives a shit?
Well, you know what? I noticed that this show, obviously it starts, it takes off from the Dick Show and start talking about that, but one thing that I will say about it is it's getting its own voice, or from the episode that I listened to, you can tell that there's other things, like those ancillary things you're talking about that just kind of grow organically. I don't even know if that's a bad thing. I'm assuming it will get more interesting the longer they go, to your point.
I wouldn't assume that. You have to be an interesting person in order to put out an interesting podcast. That's been my experience. So we learned about this guy named HAD when Dick and I broke down Crippled Jesus's podcast, because HAD was the producer on it, and he did a really shitty job producing it. These guys talk about HAD a lot on this show. This is later on. They're talking about him again.
The Cripplecast is really fun. Like, he was.
And I want to point out, in this clip you're about to hear, they talk about me and Dick talking about the Cripplecast. And Mo Diggity, will you please learn the name of this podcast? Please.
The Cripplecast is really fun. Like, he was on what are these podcasts, right? And fucking what's his name? Who's his name?
Carl.
Okay, and Carl fucking roasted him. Like, he roasts everyone else. Fucking HAD goes in there, oh, I'm sorry, my shit sucks. Woo woo woo. And he fucking brings the entire fucking mood down, dude. It almost like destroyed the entire fucking episode. Which is like one of the funniest fucking episodes. And
well, I'm glad you enjoyed the episode. You don't know my name. You don't know the name of our podcast. It's Who Are These Podcasts? Is the name of the podcast. One more clip talking about HAD. And this goes on throughout the show. This isn't like one isolated segment. They're obsessed with this HAD guy who really has nothing to do with the Dick universe.
Yeah, that was what I didn't get when HAD was coming at you. I'm like, you disagreed with Dick. In that episode, he claims to have listened to that full episode, and we have a discussion in that episode in which you disagree with one of Dick's positions, and I defend it.
Who fucking cares?
So that was one of my takeaways from this, is that they're trying to stir up their own drama, like you said, Sean. They want this to be their own show and not just reliant on the Dick Show, but they're not really understanding what makes for compelling drama.
All I know is they're all pedophiles.
Oh boy, Kiwi Farms gonna pick
kidding,
that one
I'm
up.
I'm kidding.
Of course.
I'm kidding.
I want to talk about a bright spot with this show, and then we'll get back to bashing it. I actually enjoy the theme song. This theme song has been around for a long time. This show's gone through different iterations with different hosts, but I think the theme song is kind of fun.
Wouldn't it be nice if we had a podcast for all of the dickheads in the group? Wouldn't it be nice if we discuss all the things that Dick does too. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice if they had a show that dickheads could enjoy? Oh yeah, it's called The Dick Show. We're good.
Well, you know, I mean, there's
we got it.
Hey, I mean, I don't always enjoy the Dick Show, so, you know, it's nice to have an alternative.
I was hoping you were going to come on here and bash Dick Masters and say, let's get into it. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So after the theme song plays, again, 20 minutes into the show, they come out of the gate tripping all over each other.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dickheads Podcast. I am your host, Riley Brooks, the funniest helium-huffing whale on the internet, 2 weeks running. I'm here with my co-host, Mo Diggity.
When you have a throwaway line, you can't stop, laugh at it, wait for the other guy to laugh at it again. It's a throwaway line. Keep going. Just move, push through.
Yeah, laughing is a bonus.
Right. Laughing should always be a bonus. Let's just play a couple clips of things that I agreed with.
Holy shit, this show is long. Jesus.
That's a perfect summation of this show. Here's another summation of the show that I thought was appropriate.
You know, this isn't fun.
Agreed. They're nailing it right there. As you had mentioned, it seems like they're trying to do kind of their own show. So they talk about Dick Show, which is a lot of just kind of recapping. And anyone who's listening to the show already heard Dick Show, so it's unnecessary, but whatever. So then they go into like their own takes on things, and their takes on things fucking suck. This is their take on Rocky movies.
You know, what's great about the first five Rocky movies is that they had a pretty good exposition, you know, dialogue.
The first five Rocky movies had good dialogue. The first five.
It's a hell of a track record.
So I heard that. I was like, has this person ever seen Rocky IV or Rocky V? And then he goes on to explain that it wasn't until Rocky VI that the franchise got bad.
I think that's where Balboa, I think it's the sixth movie in 2006 or seven that was released. I think that's suffered most.
Oh, yeah, that's where they lost it. The first five were all cinematic masterpieces. We all know Rocky IV, I think it won an Oscar that year, right? If I'm not mistaken. It wasn't until six when it really jumped the shark and got silly.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you know how silly Rocky III
was?
Dolph
Lundgren won Best Actor.
Yeah, right. Dolph Lundgren was up
hang
for
on,
that.
Hang on. Rocky III was good. That's the one with Mr. T.
I know. That's what I mean.
Defend Rocky.
Sean, you and I are the same age. So when Rocky III came out, though, it was awesome. But it was for children. It had pro wrestlers in it. It was silly.
Yeah, I guess it is. I haven't seen it in a long time, but I don't know. I like Mr. T. He's playing Sonny Liston is essentially who he's playing. You know, the most intimidating man, you know, maybe ever to step in the ring. At least they thought he was unbeatable, and he was, you know, he was just fucking bad. And he's playing him, but nobody acknowledges Rocky V. That's what I know. Nobody acknowledges Rocky V.
Sean, would you consider Rocky III a movie with good dialogue? Do you want to tell me that this is a well-written movie?
Well, I don't know if any of them have great dialogue. It's not really what they're known for. It's more just, it's a simple story about the underdog, right?
Correct. Yes. So I guess my point is, I took the long way to get there. My point is, your opinions are stupid and we don't want to hear them. You guys don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, that's like your opinion, man.
Oh, this is something I want to talk to you about. So...
Yeah,
they ask the question. Riley asks Mo, how much longer is the Dick Show going to go on for?
I'd say it's got at least like three more years till I see like Dick and Sean going, I'm so fucking sick of this fucking show.
What do you think, Sean? You got three more years in you before you get sick of Dick and stop doing it?
Oh, this could end any week. Everybody knows that. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't see why it couldn't. I don't know what's going to change just in the climate or in either of our lives or, you know, whatever. I mean, obviously, if I wasn't on the show anymore, he would still have a show. If he doesn't do it, there's no show. So it's, you know, it's really up to him how long it goes. I'm having a good time. I think the show still surprises me with how I think it's going to go and then how it goes. And I like that. And, you know, it's I either get to laugh a lot or blow off steam on Sundays. So I'm not thinking there's an end date, just however, you know, how it goes.
I know. I think it's funny when people who don't have any rationale don't explain why they think something, just throw it out there. Three more years and then they'll probably get sick of it. Like why? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know, because you can look at the lifespan of say like a band or something like that. They just do eventually they either want to make music with other people or they don't like, you know, the grind that they're in or whatnot. But I mean, once a week podcast, and really that's all I participate. You know, I don't do any, he's, you know, that's a 24-hour a day, 7-day a week job really for him. I mean, even though he's got a real gig too, but, you know, I don't engage in all that kind of stuff. So I literally get to show up and talk and shoot the shit and yell and scream and then, you know, go mix it, and then it's out by Monday night, and then, you know, maybe answer some emails during the week, and that's really about it. So it doesn't, it's not a big tax on me. I always told them I would do it till it wasn't fun anymore. If it's not fun anymore, I won't do it, but it's still fun.
Well, I hope that you guys are the Aerosmith of podcasters, and by that I mean you're going to start out really good and then get really, really shitty for decades and be almost insufferable.
I thought you meant raging drug problems.
Well, that too. Maybe Dick will get sober like the guys at Aerosmith.
Oh, then it'll really suck.
Yeah, well, who's listening to that? Guess what I did this week, Sean? I stayed sober and didn't go anywhere. Oh, neat.
Yeah, I went to a little Bed Bath & Beyond, grabbed some, you know, lumber at the Home Depot. Yeah, you know, it's turns into Will Ferrell from Old School.
Unsub.
Yeah, yeah, and it's gone.
After they explain 3 more years, I believe this is Mo, gets into a long discussion about how podcasts originated. I'm going to play this for you, and then we can talk about how wrong this is.
We just didn't call them podcasts until a little bit before the Zune came out, and that was Microsoft's answer to the iPhone, the iPad, excuse me. And they
calling the podcast to fucking spite Microsoft?
Well, no, they forbade their workers and the people who were in marketing to call it a podcast, because the term podcast was coined initially by Apple and by the I people.
Wrong. Apple did not name podcasts podcasts. They actually had nothing to do with that. They just put out a product called the iPod. And
that's
the
right.
iPod was a device that you could play said podcasts on. In fact, in 2004, Adam Curry from the No Agenda show that we all know and love, and software developer Dave Weiner coded a program known as iPodder, which enabled them to download internet radio broadcasts to their iPods. And they are the people who started podcasting.
Sure.
It had nothing to do with Apple saying, we're going to call it podcast. And Microsoft going, no, there's Zoomcast. And a battle between the two of them. That couldn't be more incorrect. And he says it with authority.
Well, it happened. Boy, that sounds familiar. I get to hear that shit every week. Says it with authority, totally wrong.
I love the shots you're taking. That's great.
You're right. You're right. The podcast, that name came about organically pretty much because of the iPod. That was your playback device, right? So,
right.
You know, it's like everybody just started calling, you know, tissues Kleenex because it's the biggest brand. It's kind of the same thing.
It's just funny to me that they have really terrible opinions on things like movies and entertainment, and then they're also wrong about facts. So I'm trying to figure out why you would listen to the show. Oh, that's right, because they recap the Dick Show.
Big bombshell. Dick and Sean don't like horror movies.
That's too bad. The horror movie genre is an awesome genre.
I love me a good horror movie.
And that's the discussion around Dick mentioned he doesn't like horror movies on his show. Oh, that's too bad. I like horror movies. All right, moving on. why is this necessary?
That was a pretty
content?
Quick snippet.
Yeah, what are you adding to this conversation?
Well, you know, the show moves around a bit. I mean, it's I don't know how many episodes. Well, that was 12, right? So
yeah.
it's finding its legs. I mean, if you heard, and I'm defending him a little bit because I made it through 2 hours and I was not bored. There were I actually
they're talking about you.
Know,
you.
There was,
of course, you weren't bored.
There was something. You know what? I think I was mentioned maybe like 2 or 3 times in the whole thing, which is 2 or 3 times too many. But honestly, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just listening to this. They're talking about other people. So, you know, it's, I mean, it moves around a little bit. Could probably trim some of the fat. But, you know, but I didn't force myself to get all the way through it.
It's funny because they're big fans, obviously, of Dick Masterson. That's why they're doing the show. And
of
they
course.
Turn into fanboys from time to time. It reminded me of the Chris Farley show. Remember that sketch on Saturday Night Live?
With interviewing McCartney.
Yeah, so this is what reminded me of that.
The tone of his voice, we scream, pedo, Pano! At the top of his lungs is fucking funny as shit.
Yeah.
You remember Beatlemania? That was awesome.
That's literally what they're going to... That time in the show when he was like yelling Pano over and over again, that was really funny. All right, moving on. Next thing. It's fine. You can be a fanboy.
Yeah, no, completely. Completely.
They do bring in their opinions on whether people can take someone else's creation and retool it. They were talking about, what's the movie that can never be made again? Blazing Saddles. That old gem. They're talking about Blazing Saddles, and they say they're going to remake it, but it's going to be a cartoon version, and it's rated PG, and it's for kids. And the guy gives his take on whether that's an okay form of entertainment or not.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that at all. Like, I'm fine with people taking ideas and concepts and fine-tuning them into something that's, you know, original content. Not that I really care.
Oh, you're okay with people taking someone else's content and then retooling it? You're doing a recap of the Dick Show. Of course you're okay with that. That's what your show is. You didn't have to tell me that. I already knew that.
Oh, God. I just want to know how that has anything to do with Blazing Saddles. If it's PG and animated, well, I mean, how could that possibly have anything to do with Blazing Saddles?
It didn't make any sense to me. Yeah, that whole discussion I was completely lost on. Because first off, if they are doing that, maybe you would explain how you would do that or why you would do that. Instead, they just discuss whether or not they're okay with it. Like, I don't care. I don't care if you're okay with it or not. This is the problem with people on podcasts. They think everyone wants to know their opinion. We do not. We are not interested in your opinion in any way.
You know what? I say that about social media, anything. Anybody where, any place where people write their own headlines, I'm staying far, far away from.
You are a smart man. This is another thing that I agree with. This is, again, this is, you know, his opinion, but I do agree with this one.
Fuck the French, okay? Like, the French, like, have this really, laissez-faire or laissez-faire.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck the French and their laissez-faire. There's only one parade a week. The petting zoo is just like some guy's cat. It's just the laziest fair. Every food vendor's cheese. It's just a lazy fair these French people have.
I heard lazy affair.
I think it was a lazy fair.
Well, that too. Have you ever been to France?
I have not.
They really do kind of just take sort of nap breaks in the afternoon where it's like, I've tried to check into a hotel there. It's happened to me a couple of times where it's like 3:30 in the afternoon. You know, check-in time was even earlier than that, and they're sitting there, but they're like, yeah, it's kind of a break, but they've already eaten lunch.
Sean, like, that's like, yeah, not what they're talking about. Laissez-faire is not about being lazy or taking
a nap. It means leave alone.
Right.
I know.
It's a laissez-faire approach.
It means leave alone.
That was just making a joke.
I thought we were talking about, I thought you said lazy. We were punning it.
I was saying that. Oh, literal, yeah. Sean.
I know what laissez-faire means. It's a very economic term. Yeah. Yes. I know laissez-faire.
That's fucking funny.
But it should be lazy fair.
Yeah, what else do you think about those Mexicans? What else do you have to say about that?
Oh, somebody's going to cut that together.
Yep. Oh, boy. This is another hot take. Apparently, the one guy is not a fan of whorish behavior, whether it's a guy or a girl.
Oh, all right, So I'm really weird on anyone, like men or women. Like being whores, man, because like I grew up watching people like being extremely sexually promiscuous, like men and women, and like not a one
compound?
Of them grew up to be like really well-adjusted adults.
Says the guy who's on a show talking about Discord drama and a guy named Had. The problem with these people who are having too much sex when they're younger, they're not well-adjusted adults. Nobody, I don't know anyone who's a well-adjusted adult. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're probably not very interesting if you're too well-adjusted.
I don't know anyone who's a well-adjusted adult.
Yeah, I don't trust him.
But he's got a remedy for it.
Like, dude, if you were just shamed a little bit when you were younger and, like, you know, told to put the dick down or the pussy down or something, like, maybe you'd have a little bit more, like, maybe you would care a little bit more, you know. Maybe you'd be able to hold a job or you wouldn't have drug and alcohol problems, man.
That doesn't make any sense, Rick.
Okay.
If we were just slut-shaming people more, the world would be a better place.
Right. Well, the reality is that's backwards.
It's completely backwards. That's why they
pick up the drugs and alcohol. That's why they can't put down the dick.
Get that dick out of your mouth and go to college. That's not how you raise people.
Straighten my life out.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah. Good point. What was I thinking?
Right. God, I thought it was mandatory. I just pick up cock all the time, wherever I could get it. Go down to 7-Eleven, get a microwave burrito and some cock.
The one good thing about virgins is that they're definitely not parents. Thank God.
Right.
Because that would be a scary world. This is more Discord drama than I wanted to play for you.
No, I'm talking about like Bird, because I barely talked to those two. I talked to mostly Bird and Had the entire time.
It was Beth that made you leave.
No one made me leave. I rage quit.
Think about it. Would this be interesting to you? Would you listen to this? It's boring as shit.
And this is a lot of the show. It's talking about all of these different handles and names of people you don't know who the fuck they are. And I quit the server and I kicked this person out and this person's shadow banned. You're like, why would anyone care about this? You guys have 20 people in a Discord server. I'm sure you're very proud of the community that you've created there. Everyone on the outside doesn't give a flying fuck about it.
I have nothing to add.
it's just free advice. These guys are in the server right now. I'm just giving some free advice to them.
I think at one point they mentioned that we're going to do this. And I was like, oh, that's how they fucking got Carl to do it. That's why Carl wants to do it. They asked him.
Well, I mean, I don't typically do shows when people ask me to, but when they ask me to do their own show, I do appreciate that.
Right. Well, you really can shit on anything, because I was actually listening, and I'm like, is this something I can shit on? I even emailed you. How can I shit on this? You said, oh, I have no problem. Don't worry.
It's funny. Yeah, a little bit behind the scenes. Sean was listening. He goes, I don't know if this is a good show. It's going to have good content. I hadn't even listened to it yet. And I was like, I'm sure we'll figure something out, Sean. I never have a hard time ripping on people.
No, that's true. I was like, well, yeah, what can I be mean about? You know, or what, you know, because usually it's stuff that I really dislike. But I was like, oh, okay, I'm kind of, you know, hearing the drama, that kind of stuff. I mean, I'll never go check it out, you know, further, all the drama going around. But, you know, it's funny. It's just interesting to me to hear what the Dick Show, kind of the community it's created and the offshoots.
I thought you would enjoy that, actually. That's why, in fact, I want to clarify something.
Yeah, you're right.
The host of the show, Riley and Mo, did not recommend that we do this show. It was actually Riley, the guy who was actually over at Dick's house just the other day, who does a lot of the booking for the show. It was...
Oh, shit.
He's the one who suggested it. And the reason why is because I reached out to him and said, I'm going to have Sean on the show. I think it'd be really fun to have him listen to some of these shows to talk about the Dick Show. And he gave me a bunch of suggestions. I thought this was the best one of the suggestions that he sent over. But he also suggested Mad Cucks' show and a couple of other ones. So we'll get around to it eventually. We'll get there.
That's right.
So at the very beginning of the show, which was before the show started, if that makes any sense, they go on these long rants about lollies, and they're debating Digi specifically, which is a very controversial figure these days.
Oh, yeah.
In the world of Kiwi Farms and the Dick Show. And the guy goes on a 4-minute rant about this, and this is his rant summation at the end of it.
This is the 25-minute cold open.
Yeah, the 25-minute cold open. This is his summation.
You know, that's all I have to fucking say about it. But like, really, like, I'm just so done with this. Like, all right, well, y'all fucking say whatever you want. And it, like, they're just going to do it anyway, no matter what you say. So fuck them.
Is that it?
That's pretty much it. Like, I have nothing really ever to fucking say about it.
After talking for 4 minutes about this, I don't really have anything to say about it. It's like what they do is they take an interesting conversation from the Dick Show and make it boring. That's what these guys are able to accomplish. Dick has a brilliant take on something, or whatever his take is. It's controversial, gets people talking, and they go, I don't even know what to say about that for 5 minutes straight. Thanks.
Well, at least he summed it up with a Forrest Gump quote.
Sean, I think I'm spent on this. Like I said, I got about an hour and 15 minutes into it. I didn't get through the whole thing. I think that they also tackled an old Biggest Debate in the Universe episode.
Yeah, they did.
Was there anything from that that was interesting to you? Do you remember back to those days?
They just voted. Yeah, I do a little bit. I'm trying to recall the problems, but they just kind of voted on what they thought that you know, what they supported, how they would have voted.
You know what they should do is they should go. They just released the uncut version of Biggest Problem in the Universe. Just go listen to it. Don't listen to us talk about it. You just go listen to it.
Well, you know, it's content. There, I might have missed the last 5 minutes. I'm not quite sure, but
it's content. You got to put this. Sean, the audio engineer, says it's content. That should be your new tagline.
Oh,
that
God.
Is a ringing endorsement right there. It's content. I don't know. Why not?
Didn't I do that with you guys, Carl?
What's that?
Didn't I do that with you guys? Where it's like he asked if I knew who you were. I said, like, no, who's that? Or something like that.
Oh, you guys used? Of course.
Yeah.
What happened was Dick and I did a show together, and Dick goes, I just did a show with Carl. You ever listen to his show? And you go, I have not. And I used to play that at the intro of our show all the time.
Okay.
Hey, we got to talk about this Foot Fetish podcast. We got to talk about Stuttering John. He had his attorney on.
Oh.
Can you hang with us for a little bit, Sean?
Oh, of course. Yeah. You can't get a bigger guest than Stuttering John's attorney.
Oh, dude, I can't wait, because last week we broke down the lawsuit. I went through and read it, and so Stuttering John's attorney came out and answered questions, so I got to play that stuff for you. But first, today's episode of WATP is brought to you by MyBookie. Winning season returns at MyBookie. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means Survivor, Super Contests, and Squares. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team trounce their rivals. Rejoice, it's time to celebrate the NFL season. Chris, this Thursday, the NFL is back. I'm so excited about this. Now,
me too.
Chris will tell you, because he comes over to my house every Sunday, that I watch football all day long on Sundays, and I bet on all the games. And we pull parlays together, and we bet straight up, and we bet half times. You know, we bet first half, we bet prop bets. It's so much fun.
There's some dumb bets, too, but
it's mostly really stupid, but it's so much fun. Because when you're watching football, if you don't have a vested interest in the outcome, it's not interesting. It's not fun.
I totally agree.
What makes football fun is putting some money on the games. So this is what you can do right now. If you go to MyBookie, there is a link in the show description that you can click on. Use the promo code WATP. It will double your first deposit. So if you're a new player, you can put up to $1,000 in there, and it will double it. You'll get $1,000 for free to play. You'd be stupid not to do this. It makes football way more fun, and you win money. Why wouldn't you do that? WATP is the promo code, and you can bet on everything on there. It's not just football. It's baseball. They have a casino. You can bet to your heart's delight in there. If you have a gambling problem, this is where you should go with your gambling problem, is MyBookie, MyBookie.ag. Use the promo code WATP and double your first deposit. I'll give you a little hint, because I've been gambling for a long time on sports, so I know a thing or two about this. What I like to do is I bet a parlay. Sean, are you familiar with what a parlay is?
I am.
Okay. You bet on multiple games, and they all have to have an outcome in order to win money. Now, what's great about this is that you can bet a little bit of money and win a lot. So it's very difficult to pick a bunch of games against the point spread, because it's about a 50-50 chance that you're going to get it right. So every game you add on just lowers your chances of winning. What I like to do is I like to bet straight up, meaning no point spread involved. Take the favorites that you know are going to win. They might be favored by 7.5, 10 points. Take those teams, parlay them all together. They're all sure wins. And then when you put them all together, you actually make some bank from that. So that's my pro tip for this week. Go to MyBookie, play some parlays, play some straight up. Fantasy football is for queers. Stop playing fantasy football, everybody. It's a stupid thing to do. Bet on the games. By the way, not that there's anything wrong with that, I should point out. But on the games at MyBookie. All right.
You don't want to offend the fantasy football lobby.
I just had my fantasy draft last night over at my house. So.
Oh, you're gonna get called out.
What am I talking about?
Right.
What am I talking about? Okay. I listen to this foot fetish podcast. And
all right,
Sean, let me just, I don't know where to start. Let's just start off with the host explaining who he is and what he does.
Hello and welcome to the Foot Fetish Podcast. Souls and salutations. I am your humble host, Ramon, owner and producer of Ramon's Face Full of Feet, the best place on the internet for foot smothering, face sitting in human furniture clips on the web today.
So this guy, Ramon, has a website called Face Full of Feet. And what he does is he sells videos on the internet of people getting feet shoved in their face.
Right.
He charges money for videos of people stepping on people's faces with their bare feet.
Man, if you can think it, somebody gets their dick hard to it, you know, and someone will pay for it.
Well, that's the part I'm not sure about. I'm not sure about the somebody will pay for it, because everything on the internet is also available for free. This is what happened
when
the newspapers started deciding that, oh, we're going to put our articles behind a paywall. You got to subscribe to read our stuff online. And people went, oh, I'll just read my news somewhere else then. Never mind.
That's true.
See ya.
It's true.
I don't know who's paying for this type of shit that's wildly available to anybody who wants it. So they start talking about their Patreon content. Because their podcast has a Patreon that you can subscribe to. Let's find out what you can get if you join their Patreon.
That gets you one entry, $10 subscriber. Now you're getting stuff like, you know, foot smother stuff. You're getting tickling feet. You're getting toe sucking, all that if stuff. You...
Oh, there's tickling feet. There's toe sucking. Well, that sounds like a pretty good deal. How much do I have to pay to see that kind of stuff?
Now, if you join the $150 tier, that's where you get a custom clip.
What?
And you get everything beforehand.
What the?
You get 15 entries. So if you really want to win.
$150 tier to the Foot Fetish Podcast Patreon?
You know what? For somebody paying $150 to the Foot Fetish Podcast, like, that guy's going to blow them because he's not going to get anybody otherwise.
This is the problem with people when they start their Patreons. They think it's just this get-rich-quick scheme. They're like, well, if I charge $10,000 and I get one person... then I'll have $10,000. Like, well, that's not the way that it works. Right after they explain that you can sign up for the $150 tier, they say this.
But come on, guys. Come join our Patreon. We have 4 subscribers right now, about 5, I think.
4 or 5. So we can get 5 or 6 more.
What's the lowest tier?
I mean, it's $10 is the lowest tier.
Oh, my God. So they make like $40 a month.
Yeah, probably like 34 after Patreon takes their cut.
Right, so, and one of them's going to run off with the money.
I gave you a pro tip on how to bet on football. I got another pro tip for you. Don't start a Patreon until you're popular, because it's embarrassing.
That's true.
Until you're popular, just leave it alone. I've seen a lot of podcasters make this mistake. Like, we'll start a podcast, we'll get on Patreon. If somebody goes to your Patreon and sees there's 4 subscribers, they're not going to think that it's good content or that they should sign up for that.
That's right. That's why married men can get laid so easy.
Right.
You're wanted. It's like, oh, somebody wanted that. All right.
Yeah, I wear a wedding band. I'm not even married. I just wear this out to clubs. Works like a charm.
I knew that about you.
Don't tell my wife I said that.
Right, I won't.
So they have some creeps who are fans of the show, as you might suspect. And one of the things they do in the beginning is they read fan fiction. Now, the other host of the show besides Ramon is his wife, Belle. And Belle is what they call a model. She is a foot model. And she's the star of a lot of these videos where she's shoving her feet on people's faces. So somebody writes in a fan fiction story about Belle and some other chick. And they read the fan fiction. This couldn't be more pathetic. This is them wrapping that up.
Allison winces as Belle's toes run over her face slowly. She even tries to turn away, but Belle stops that with her other foot and keeps her head still. Inhale, loser. You're my bitch. Belle hisses, making Allison smell her feet for well over an hour before she stands on her chest, full weight, and flexes, having officially gained another foot slave.
They're reading fan fiction about someone smelling someone's feet for over an hour. It's not very creative. And then what happened? Smelled the foot for an hour or so? Oh, okay. It's hot.
Yeah.
My pants are getting tight. What So this is their immediate review to that story after they read it.
I like that story. What's your thoughts on it?
I like it. I think it's cool.
Nope.
No, they don't.
It's not cool. They don't. You can tell. They're trying to be nice. Oh, yeah, I like it. It's a good story. Great story.
They don't. No, they don't.
Yeah. They don't, because later on, he actually gives a little bit of a critique to the story.
I like a little more detail, but you only have so much time to write a story. You don't feel like getting to every detail.
Mm-hmm.
I never like it when things are glossed over, like, oh, and it happened for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right, yeah.
Like, we want those details, you know? We mm-hmm. want you know, the victim, how the victim feels about that moment.
Yeah, I need the entire hour broken down minute by minute. What's going on? Wait, where's the pinky toe? Oh, in the nostril? All right, then what happens?
Right.
Break it down for me.
Yeah.
It's fan fiction. Who cares? It didn't really happen.
I don't get it.
I don't get it at all. It's so fucking weird. I don't know what the foot fetish people, I know that there's some in the Discord right now. I don't understand the smelliness things. Like, I'm going to make you smell my foot.
Right.
Like,
okay. Right.
Why is that? What is hot about that?
Yeah, no, I mean, I gag if the garbage is, you know, a day too old. I'm not into that. The smelling part is really especially what I don't get.
Another person calls in. And this one made Belle's day. Listen to what this person says.
What a crazy twist.
I want to fuck my little sister's feet, man.
One more.
You know, that's my sister, too.
Now listen.
I'm just absolutely tickled. Absolutely tickled by that. I love it. I love that so much. You made my day.
He says, I want to fuck my little sister's feet. And Belle's response is, I'm tickled by that. It made my day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, I thought I'd been to every end of the fucking internet.
That was a little weird.
The guy's talking about fucking his little sister's feet, and these guys, it doesn't slow them at all. They just keep rolling.
No, in a hilarious accent, too.
Oh, I know. Hilarious accent. And then he goes on to say this.
He goes on about apparently his sister's feet thing. He says he's not a sexual deviant, but his little sixer begs him to massage his feet after cheerleading, and being a good brother, he does it. So, like, as long as he gets a boner, it doesn't matter. Or if he gets a boner, it's fine. He doesn't act on it sexually, but he's going to continue massaging because it's kind of turning him on. I don't know what to tell you, man. Seems like it's a poor choice.
It seems like, I mean, keep your boners to yourself.
Right, I guess just keep it to yourself.
Keep your boners to yourself.
It's fine to feel however you're going to feel, but keep your boners to yourself.
I guess.
It's not fine to get a boner over your sister's feet. That's not fine. Get help.
Yeah.
That's the worst advice.
Something else is going on there. I mean, if you could get a boner over your sister's feet, that means you can kind of get a boner over anybody's feet. Because that's like one of the last people you should be getting a boner over. You know?
I don't care if he's getting a boner over her elbow. It's your sister. Stop
that's,
it.
You're supposed to get a boner
I mean.
Over her friend.
Yes. Yeah, the hottest right. part about your sister are her friends.
That's right.
Oh, my God. All right. So this guy's kink, Ramon, his thing is he likes big feet. And
okay.
he explains why he likes big feet.
Big feet are better for me because they cover more face. But, like, if I hear that a woman has bigger feet, if I hear her shoe size, I'm always interested in shoe sizes. That's a big thing for me.
So, again, I'm not understanding this at all. He likes big feet because they cover more of his face.
How big is his face?
He needs the feet to cover his entire face.
He must just spontaneously come if he sees Shaq.
Oh, dude, listen to this. He's in a DSW. I don't think this guy should be allowed in shoe stores. He's in
yeah,
a
right.
DSW and overhears that a woman has a large shoe size, and it fucks him up.
And she was like, trying on shoes, and she said something like, well, I need a size 11. And Ramon, like, fucking tripped. Like, he was driven to distraction by this woman stating that her shoe size was 11.
I needed it affected
God.
Me, y'all.
It's pretty, I mean, 11's really big.
This guy can't go to a shoe store and overhear someone woman has big feet without fucking losing his mind. I think he might have a problem, buddy. I know this is what you do on the internet. Maybe it's what you do for a living. It's a problem.
But yeah, I mean, you should be able to get through a shoe store. You know what I mean?
Right.
That shouldn't be a, you know, that shouldn't be a greater experience than it is. You know, if you're in a shoe store. Now, I'm going to guess that he wasn't even in there to buy shoes. They were probably hanging out, you know. It's like, that's weird when, like, your fetish or your porn is just right there out where people are just doing everyday things. You know, it's not like naked. It's not naked people and stuff. It's just like, oh, yeah, going to the shoe store. You know, I don't know, man. That's bizarre.
Yeah, I'm picturing him sitting in an aisle with a pitcher of beer, pouring some drinks for him and his buddies. Oh, check out this chick, size 11s.
Yeah, right. She's got practically snowshoes.
Did I mention that Belle is Ramon's wife and that they have kids together? Did I mention that part?
Oh, man.
All right, this is going to be...
I didn't know they had kids.
This is going to be gross, so prepare yourself. This is the last clip I have on this.
But that is the thing, y'all. I don't know if I ever mentioned that. If when a woman has a baby, they get this chemical going through their body called relaxin, which
it's literally called that.
It is called that. That's not a joke. It's not a joke. And it makes the joints a bit looser. This is so your body can, like, you know, open up and have a baby.
Right.
But that also affects your shoe size. It makes your feet get bigger. Literally, you'll grow a half size to a size bigger, which is kind of hot. Like,
and I think some women, their feet go back to normal, but I think most women, your feet just stay bigger.
Well, yours did.
Mine stayed. Yeah, my feet grew like a full size or like two sizes.
Like I remember the moment after you had our first baby, the difference when you put your feet on my face, I felt them bigger. I felt them, like, that covers way more of my face than they used to.
Was that the first thing that they did after having a baby? All right, good, you popped the kid out, get those feet on my face now, let's go. Let's get the kid out of here. Get the kid out of here. Let's go. Feet up, face, stat.
Yeah, and here's a 100-pound backpack to help out. Just walk around, you know, miles a day.
He's excited that his wife's feet got bigger after being pregnant. We got to keep pumping out these kids. I'm going to need you to be a size 11 at some point.
Yeah, usually it's the tits.
Usually it's the tits. That's the part that people get excited about. It's usually the tits.
Exactly.
I know that for Brent Hatley, it's the tits. That's the important thing, not the feet.
Right, right, right.
I think that most women actually don't like that their feet get bigger when they're pregnant. I would think that
probably not.
A turnoff.
New shoes?
Well,
yeah.
You gotta get the whole new shoes aspect, too.
Exactly.
Who wants a woman with big feet? Who wants to be reminded of a dude's feet?
That's what I mean. See, that? No, you're right. You're right, because even if you don't have a foot fetish, like, to me, like, women's hands and feet are different. Check this out. Here's a useless bit of information. Did you know that, like, a woman's hands versus a man's hands, usually the ring finger is longer in men than the index, and it's reversed in women?
I did not know that.
So there's just little things that you don't even notice. Yeah, usually their index fingers are longer than their ring fingers. It's from, like, I think natural selection. The ones who, pointed at their husbands to point out everything that they do wrong all the time.
Oh,
that was,
there it is.
That was selected. That was selected. So that's why their pointer fingers are so long. But no, that's actually true. Not the last part, but.
There's something else that you might not have known. The difference between men's feet and women's feet is the hairy knuckle would be the difference.
That's what I mean. So it can definitely be a turn off.
Yes.
When, you know, even if you don't have foot fetish, you're like, oh, I don't want to sleep with a hobbit.
All right. On No Agenda, now we've been talking about John C. Dvorak coming on Who Are These Podcasts and ripping on a podcast or two with me for a while. And he actually brought this up on a recent episode because he's been bringing more and more podcasts to their show. They analyze the news. That's the format of their show. And John was listening to a podcast and brought us up.
By the way, I will say, this is What About Them podcast, or that show that they keep wanting me to do. I'm doing the work. So you're going to see a lot of these clips from these screwy podcasts. This podcast is called Oppo.
So it's great to hear JCD is looking for podcasts to review with us. We can't wait to have him on Who Are These Podcasts. And I want to thank all the people who keep reminding him that he did agree to come on Who Are These Podcasts at some point. We got to hold him to it.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Awesome. And
that's
John,
cool.
If you're listening, my friend, you don't have to come on here and talk to me for 2 hours. We can just do one show. We can have a quick segment, whatever you want to do. So we look forward to talking to you about a podcast. Someone put up a poll in our subreddit, worst recurring segment on WATP. Now, Sean, one of the things that we do on our show, because I know you don't listen, as you said before, is we talk about certain characters quite frequently, whether it be Opie from Opie and Anthony, Stuttering John, Patrick Michael, who I introduced you to on one of our crossover episodes.
Yes.
There's the least funny comedian in the world, Tom Myers. There's Jerry Banfield, who's like a self-help guru who's $650,000 in debt. And there
I thought
was...
you were going to say who's 650 pounds.
Well, no. No, he's very proud of his physique. The bank account thing he should shut up about. Stop telling people that.
So, yeah, most people, you know, that is, physique is impressive, but, you know, most people do judge success by, you know, are you doing better than renting a studio apartment?
You would think so, especially when you have a family and you're trying to support a family and you're losing money every year. Anyway, but the funny thing is that he tells you how to make money on the internet, which it cracks me up. That's why we play a lot of his clips. So anyway, this poll came out, and we've had a lot of votes come through. Worst recurring segment, Opie at 36%, followed by Jerry Banfield at 26%, Tom Myers at 22%, Stuttering John, just 10% of the people thought that was the worst, and Patrick Michael, just 6%. Thought it was the worst. So to explain this reverse, Patrick Michael's the best, followed by Stuttering John. Stuttering John has a lawsuit against SiriusXM. Do you know about this, Sean?
A little bit. Yeah. Spell it out for me. Oh. I read just a little bit about it.
It is hilarious. Let's get into Stuttering John talking to his attorney on his show. All right. Last week, we read through the lawsuit, and basically what they're doing is they're suing SiriusXM because Sirius has all of the old Howard Stern shows, and they play them on Howard 100 and Howard 101 because it's 24 hours of Howard Stern, so they play the new episodes, and then they play things from the archives the rest of the time. So you're going to hear old bits from the 90s where Stuttering John is talking to some celebrity and pissing them off and all the antics that John used to be up to. Now, anyone who understood how show business works would realize that this is free publicity that he's getting that's keeping his name out there all the time because Stuttering John is not doing anything that people would know about. He's fading off into obscurity with his podcast about Donald Trump. All he does is talk to these people who have Trump derangement syndrome and a bunch of trolls about Donald Trump, you would think he'd be stoked that SiriusXM is keeping his name out there. But no.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be the greatest thing ever.
No, there's a whole generation that isn't going to know who he is. Like, if you ask me, it's like, well, of course I remember Stuttering John from Howard Stern and like when he fought Crazy Cabbie in a boxing match and all this shit. But then he used to piss off, you know, when he interviewed Joe Pesci and Billy Crystal and all that. But why the fuck would anybody who's 25 know who he is?
Right. And Stuttering John's 54, 55 years old. Like, how long is he going to be relevant for? It is a godsend that they're still playing him on this national radio station. That I think there's 30 million subscribers. Now, granted, most of these people just bought a new Jeep and they get it for a year. But still, they can hear them while they're in their new Jeep for that year on these old Howard Stern shows. That's amazing. Anyone who did radio in the 90s, no one can hear that stuff ever again. It's gone. Maybe there's a couple clips on YouTube, but for the most part, anything you did in the 90s is gone, except for Stuttering John. So his attorney explains why this is a problem.
Continue to promote that. Continue to say, coming up next, Stuttering John is going to do X, Y, and Z and interview this celebrity, and you'll be amazed. But wait, we're going to a commercial break. So they're going to make money off the commercial. The bumper is promoting you going into the commercial. The money goes into SiriusXM and whatever their deal is with the show. And who's left out in the cold is Stuttering John Melendez.
Oh, poor John. There's a bumper that says John's coming up next?
Yeah, well...
And he's not getting money for that? Oh, no.
Who knows? I'm sure he has no rights to, you know, to any of that, right? It's like a...
Of course. Howard Stern owns it.
Well, yeah. I mean, and there's no way Howard Stern has bad lawyers when it comes to that stuff. The guy's been super successful for a long time. He's been the guy's been a multimillionaire for 30 years, probably. Even when he was just doing terrestrial radio, he was making a shit ton of money.
So I reached... But, yeah, well, for sure. Yeah. So I reached out to... Well, Eric Nagel reached out to me. Eric Nagel was the producer on the Opie and Anthony show for many, many years, and he knows radio inside and out. And I asked him, what did I get wrong when I broke down the lawsuit last week? And he said, no, you're pretty much spot on. He said, Howard owns those shows. SiriusXM doesn't even own Howard's stuff. He's suing the company that only has the licensing rights. So Howard bought all of his archive and brought it to SiriusXM so that he could play it. But that's Howard's stuff. When he leaves SiriusXM, it goes with him. So he should be suing Howard Stern, but they're suing Sirius because Sirius is making ad revenue from it.
Yeah, all they're doing is they're paying for it themselves, right? Correct. They're licensing it from Howard Stern. So that's retarded.
Right. That's why they pay Howard $90 million a year, because he's only doing 3 days a week, a couple weeks a month. That's not worth $90 million. They're paying him for these archives.
It's worth $90 million if they can sell more than $90 million in advertising revenue.
Right. And as long as they get the subscribers, too, because it is a subscriber-based platform.
I mean, when everything levels out, then, clearly that's worth it to them. But, yeah, you're right. They don't own it.
So, this is not a copyright lawsuit. This is about the use of Stuttering John's name that you can't use to promote something because John is a celebrity, as the attorney discusses here.
Look, California... because it's the home of celebrities, it's the home of people that make a living from their appearance, from what their voice sounds like, what their likeness looks like, what their name is. It's not surprising that state was kind of the first out of the box to make this kind of protection. And what it says is, you have the right as the person to either exploit your own celebrity, your own name, voice, likeness, identity for profit.
Okay, so what John is going to have to prove, because there is a law just in California about this, it's supposed to protect celebrities from companies using their likeness without their permission. So what John is going to have to prove is that he's a celebrity. Good luck with that. I say, good luck with that lawsuit, proving that you're a celebrity.
Yeah, well, he's becoming less and less of a celebrity, and it's not like he was ever that famous to begin with. He was more like a guy who you just sort of made fun of.
Half of his audience are trolling him. Half of his audience are WATP listeners who are trolling him. He does not have an audience anymore.
No, I'm sure. I don't know. If he makes enough noise, they might kick him a couple bucks and just say go away forever. But I mean, well, actually, why would Sirius pay him anything, like you said? Because they don't own the stuff.
Well, so listen to this, because the attorney, I think, made a blunder here and showed what he's actually hoping for when he says that they should just do a settlement out of court.
So they're going to have to make a business decision. If I were them, I would find a way to resolve this in an amicable way, because who needs this?
That's what they always want. They always want the settlement.
But Sean, this is interesting, because what he's saying is, if I was playing poker and the person said, you should just fold. You don't want to call me. I got too good of a hand. There's no way that they're going to hear that and say, oh, yeah, we should settle out of court. The attorney's pretty much admitting he does not have a case.
He does not want it to go to trial. Right. It's just a money grab. It's a cash grab.
And the question is, because I read the case, they didn't specify what the amount of damages were. They didn't specify what they wanted. So somebody asked the question, and they said, what do you think you deserve from the subscribers and the advertising that you're saying Stuttering John's responsible for? And this is the answer to that. This is hilarious.
And Ryan Sharman asked, how do you calculate profits generated by the Stern Show replay, since they are part of a channel which is part of SiriusXM?
Yeah, well, look, that's a good question. We're going to come up with a formula that makes sense. We're going to have an expert who's an expert in this type of entertainment being sold on a radio or TV station. And we're going to calculate the amount of money in the period of time that we're suing that we think you were responsible for when it aired.
All right. They're going to come with
step
a formula
one, sue.
That figures out. Step two, figure out what the fuck
step
this
one,
means.
Step one, sue.
They're going to come with a formula.
Step two, come up with the details later. I don't know. We just, all I know is we got to sue.
If I were the judge and they came to me and they said, we got to come up with a formula where we figure out how much John is worth to SiriusXM, I would say, okay, this is pretty easy. John, you have your own show right now, right? How much money do you make from monthly paid subscribers? Oh, zero. Okay, good, good. How much money do you make from advertising revenue? Oh, zero. Okay, you are worth $0 to SiriusXM. Case dismissed.
Right. You can multiply that by a trillion. You're still, you know.
It's pretty
straightforward. I'll give you $1 trillion of what you're worth. Oh, zero? Oh, zero. Okay, never mind.
If John was worth anything, he'd be employed right now. That's how you know that he's not worth anything.
This is true.
Yeah. All right, so a couple of funny things with trolls coming in, because I always find it funny when listeners at WATP are talking to John and he does not pick it up that they're just trolling him.
Okay, and then Crozier Shell Station also asked Michael, but how is that different than copyright issues? Sounds like the same thing. So he's not understanding it.
Croge at the Shell Station. He kind of mumbled that because he's an idiot, but that's a hilarious troll name. And then another troll. This is a good question.
Christina Brown sucks, and this is just a troll, but let's entertain him, Michael.
Okay.
And he spells butt wrong. He spells it by, which already explains that he's a troll. But okay. But you weren't the reason people signed up for SiriusXM. I can answer that. How do you know? How do you know people didn't want to hear the old shows? And I mean, how does this person... I mean, you know, come on.
All right. That's a hilarious question. How do you know that Stuttering John's the reason why anyone would sign up for SiriusXM? I can tell you how you know that that's not the reason. Because the Howard Stern show has survived without Stuttering John. It has survived without right. Jackie Martling. It has survived without Artie Lang. It has survived with Howard Stern.
Yep, that's it.
That's the reason why people listen. Stuttering
He's
John...
He's the only one that matters in the end.
Right. Stuttering John was just a stunt boy who was lucky to get a job on there because he had a stutter. This is funny where he's just getting trolled nonstop during this this show with his attorney.
Well, great, Michael. I don't know if I have any other questions that... that are legitimate, if you will. I don't know if you can see the chats.
No, I can't.
I don't even want, you know, there's something that we'll talk about after,
So John's getting all flustered because everyone's just trolling him. Now, his attorney actually comes up with a really good idea on how John could make money.
So many trolls, it's not even funny. But they don't understand it, and it drives me crazy, Michael, because they don't understand exactly, you know, what the case is about.
Yeah, you just have to find a way to monetize your trolls, like a dollar a troll a day.
That is correct. John mm-hmm. would be a millionaire mm-hmm. if he just had a dollar a troll per day.
That's it.
this guy's on to something. He's got a business model for John right now.
Exploit, you know, what if people are talking about you, there's a way to make money from it.
And he does. He actually has people on the super chat on his YouTube who are trolling him or are willing to give him $5 for him to read their ridiculous question. And John is monetizing it to some degree. He's not paying the rent with that money, but he's making $7 or $8 a podcast with it. I love this clip because he literally admits there's a question comes in that he knows is not a troll and he's all excited about it.
Good as gold asks, does this mean, and he's a fan. He's a legitimate fan. Yeah.
The fact that he has to explain to his attorney, oh, and here's a question from someone who actually likes me. This is right. He's like, no, seriously, this person actually likes me.
In case the question comes out dumber than any of the trolls' questions.
Right, it probably
No,
did.
Seriously, but this guy likes me. I mean, he's, you know, I mean, not the greatest question in the world, but, you know, I mean, he really is a fan. I really do have fans, you guys. They're not all trolls.
Can you imagine having to say that on your own show? Like, this is a legit person who actually likes the show, and that's why they're here. Would you have to say that? It's time to hang it up. It's really pathetic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Have some self-respect, for fuck's sake.
Oh, boy. This is... John's so bad on his own show, and I think this is important to note. He has his attorney on for about 20 minutes. It's not a long show where he's doing this back and forth with his attorney, and he's not even paying attention.
You know, when I had the opportunity to work with you, you know, and after I evaluated the merit of the case, I jumped at the opportunity. And I think so far you've been pleased.
I didn't hear the last thing that you said, Mike. Yeah.
He realized the guy stopped talking and just goes, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Classic stuttering John. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Yeah, I jumped at the opportunity. Fucking killed me on that. Oh, I jumped at the opportunity.
I know.
Really, I mean, to work with such a celebrity in such high standing as yourself. You know, I mean, it's something that every lawyer just aspires to be attached to one day.
All right, so the attorney is totally ready for this case to be kicked out and not even seen.
But look, there's going to be some motion practice in the beginning. They'll try to get the case kicked before we even get to discovery. We're ready for that.
So they know it's a shitty case because they're ready for them to say, we're not even going to acknowledge that this is a lawsuit because it is a stupid case. And John has to explain that it's not a stupid case to people like me.
Yeah. And it is pretty obvious, but you got, let's just say, uneducated broadcasters out there. I won't mention any names, but, you know, who sit there, you know, and, you know, and call this case stupid and call me stupid. And, you know,
I think he's talking about me. I think he's talking about me and Anthony Cumia, because it is a stupid case and you are a stupid person, John. These things are both true.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. Yeah, they know that they're going to try to throw it out. They're ready for all that kind of stuff because that's what you would do as an attorney, knowing that this is probably going to get thrown out. So he's like, look, they're going to try to do this because it's correct. Then they're going to try to do that because it's correct. So I'm going to try to baffle them with bullshit and hope that the people we deal with are as stupid as you are and maybe offer to give you money. But that's not going to happen.
The only thing that can happen for them in a positive factor is a SiriusXM looks at this and says it's going to cost us more money to litigate this than to just settle it. The reason why that won't happen is because if they set that precedent that anyone who is on the Howard Stern show who's still a celebrity deserves money from advertising revenue and subscribers, you're going to have a list of people lined up. Grillo is going to be the first person in line. I've had a podcast ever since leaving the Howard Stern show. I also deserve money. You play me on your show. Jackie the Joke Man, Artie Lang. Yeah. All of you will be lined up to get money from SiriusXM. It doesn't make any sense. Of course they're going to fight it, and of course they're going to win.
Yeah. Because here comes High Pitch Eric. Here comes Hank the Drunk Angry Dwarf's mother. You know, here comes Beetlejuice.
Yes. And Eric the Midget is really the only person who does deserve money because he was the best on that show.
I miss him.
So John had this co-host on the show back a couple months ago, Noel Kassler. And Noel Kassler abruptly left the show, and they pretended that it was because he was going to go write a book and he'd be back in September. So, of course, somebody asks if he's going to be back now that we're in September, and John says this.
Oh, yeah, Hockey Canada 25. And Noel will be back in September. Yeah, let's see if that happens.
Yeah, let's see.
I'm not going to say that it won't. He said it will. He said he'll come back in September. Why should I think that he would lie? So September starts on Monday, so I will see if Noel will come in on Tuesday.
What do you guys think? You think Noel's going to be back on the show at some point? Noel called out John for being a drunken idiot on Twitter and then deleted the tweet. So I'm pretty sure that Noel's done with this guy.
Sure seems like it. That'd be my guess.
That'd be my guess. John's holding out hope. The last clip I want to play from this show where he had his attorney on, at the end, he does this dumb thing where he starts taking questions from people, which never works out well for him. I don't know why he does it. But he's talking about this time that he was with Sam Kinison, and they were doing a show. And you'll never believe this, Sean. Guess who the hero is in this story? It's Stuttering John. Sam Kinison needed John's help.
Poker Player 9679. Hey, John, we met at the Sam Kinison show in 1989, Westbury. He was so wasted, couldn't do the 10 p.m. show. Keep fighting the good fight. Yeah, I was there, Poker Player, and I'll tell you, I felt so bad for Sam because he was a friend. And I remember he looked at me and said, John, help me here. And I hadn't started stand-up yet, and there was really nothing I could do.
Could you imagine Sam Kinison is looking at John and going, John, I'm going to need your help. No one would ever think of putting Stuttering John on a stage to entertain people. There's no way that happened.
I think he means like, I'm going to need your help to walk to the stage or, you know, I'm going to need a ride home.
Or could you cut up this line for me? Like, that might make a little bit of sense. Yeah.
Please help me. Please help me get home so I can, you know, so I can make another show that people want to see me at and not you.
By the way, Sagacious Zoo just reminded me the way that Noel Cassler left the show was he said, I'm just going to take a little hiatus and then I'll be back. And that's very reminiscent of the way that you left the best debate in the universe. Sean, are you going to go back on Mattis's show? Because you never formally left the show, right? You were just taking a hiatus?
Well, yeah. Well, that's what he said.
Mm.
That's what he said on air.
Okay. Okay. So you had quit that show.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said that, quit.
Yeah, he was, that was the, he kind of got me blindsided with that one. I wasn't going to start a fight on the air, but he said, well, maybe you'll come back. So yeah, you know, maybe so after I'm going to, you know, not busy with this other thing. And, you know, so, I let him have a little bit of that hope, but no, he was the one who, the show was left.
Yeah.
I left it wasn't a hiatus.
Yeah, this is not a sinking ship. Everyone still loves this show. It would be like if I was like, guys, producer Chris is doing the show anymore. People would be like, this is not going well. I think Carl's show is ending. Not really. Producer Chris does nothing. Hey, John did a show just Thursday where he was attacked by cockroaches. And I love this because John likes to brag. He's got all this money. He lives in this really nice house. And then he's interviewing somebody. His eyes get really big. He jumps back. He starts freaking out because there's a cockroach in his house. This is how this went down.
Got another? Is there another cockroach invading your space there?
This is unbelievable. I have never had a live cockroach in this house since I bought it 3 or 4 years ago. And just now, I have had two.
Oh, man. Well, I hope I'm not bringing a plague upon you or something here.
I think it's because I opened this window. I have to close it.
All right. So, John, you might know a little bit about cockroaches. I don't know if you've had any issues with that. Do they come in through an open window?
Not to my knowledge.
Is that typically how you get a cockroach infestation? Because your window is open?
No, some of them can fly, but no, I've never known cockroaches to. That's not how they usually come in. And everybody who always gets publicly, you know, has it known that they had a cockroach, like that situation, they always have to say, "I've never had a cockroach problem here." In other words, like, I'm not a filthy bastard. I'm not leaving like half-eaten pizza crust all over the floor in front of the fridge. They always have to defend themselves because people are going to think they're disgusting, which they are.
They are! John lives in squalor! And this is exactly, to make your point, this is what he says later on.
I never had this happen to me ever. This is hysterical.
He sees 4 or 5 cockroaches, and he sounds like a guy who can't get his dick hard. He's like, oh, I've never had this happen. I can't believe this happening right now.
Yeah,
it's the first time ever.
Never happened before. Somehow it's your fault.
Right. Your feet aren't big enough. That's the problem. That's why I can't get up.
Right, exactly. Don't cover enough of my face.
I can still see through your toes. That's the problem. All right, the last clip that I want to play. So John brags about his house, and then as he starts seeing cockroaches, he finally admits that he lives in an apartment complex, and he tries to pretend that the reason why there's cockroaches is because of the people who live below him.
Of course.
You know, it's so funny because they just told me that the place below me has cockroaches, so they have the sprayer come. I go, well, I live above them, so you might as well have them come spray in mine.
Yeah.
And sure enough, boom, 3 big ass cockroaches, big ones, like this big.
John is such a fucking liar. Yeah, it's weird. I was just having this conversation the other day. They said they were going to come and spray for cockroaches. I'm like, why don't you hit my house too? I mean, I don't have cockroaches. I never would. But why don't you just hit my place too? You know, my apartment, just in case, you know, my neighbors. Dude, this guy is a disgusting alcoholic. You can see that there's shit thrown all over the place when he's doing his YouTube videos. Of course he's the problem.
Yeah, of course. There's nests that he hasn't even found yet.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to freak out one in. His pile of like month and a half old laundry is just going to be rife with them.
I'm going to give the same advice to John that I gave last time. I hope he takes it. John, take some time off from the internet. It's not going well for you. Every time you put a video out of yourself, you embarrass yourself more. And you're just feeding the haters. You really got to stop. Take just a month off from the internet and see what happens. See if your life gets better in any single way.
And if when you come back, you know, take on a cowboy or a banana persona.
What would he be? Stuttering Jonadox? What would be the...
Something like that. I mean, hey, at least you get talked about.
Dude, your guys' bonus episodes. I got to plug real quick. the Dick Show Patreon, you guys put out a bonus episode where you broke down Maddox's video where he's a banana and he's talking to people in the chat room as if he were a banana. It is the most absurd thing. You would think that somebody was taking over his body and trying to embarrass him in the most embarrassing way possible, when it was actually him doing it.
No, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Like, it's, you can just see his brain has broken month by month. He's doing that, and then, oh, we just put out a bonus episode, and Banana Docs sits on his own balls.
I can't wait. Is that out yet?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, patreon.com/thedickshow.
It's probably out today. Thank you. Thank you.
I can't wait to hear that. Fucking Maddox, man.
Great.
We got to get back to talking about Maddox sometime real soon. All right, Sean, we've done it all today, buddy. We talked about Stuttering John. We talked about Ramon and his wife, Belle, and their foot fetishes. We talked about the Dickheads podcast. You know, we talked about Riley Brooks and Mo Diggity. So now it's time for everybody's favorite part of the show. This is the part of the show where we play a clip from the podcast that we'll be reviewing on next week's WATP to get people excited about next week's show. Here is said clip.
Jack Black cannot call me and say, Vince, every freaking show you're going to put over Tenacious D to nauseam. Every single show. You got that? Okay. Because I'm going to say to Jack, yeah, Jack, that's great, but business is business. What are you paying me to do that? I don't care. Like, seriously. What are you paying me to do that? Unless you are a total out of your mind mark and you're doing it for nothing. I don't believe that.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand. Sean, this is a professional wrestling podcast.
Okay.
Might explain that a little bit better.
Got it.
While you're hearing this guy rant like a lunatic about nothing.
I like it. Well, people, you know, guys who rant like that usually are lunatics. Fuck Jack Black is what I'm getting out of that.
Well, it had nothing to do with Jack Black. We'll get into it. Next week, we got Vinny Paulino coming on the show. Vinny Paulino wears a pro wrestling t-shirt every single time I see him. I think it's all he owns. So it'll be interesting to talk to him about a pro wrestling podcast. Hopefully we don't go too inside baseball because I don't know shit about pro wrestling. So if we do that, I'll be lost as well. So I have a feeling we won't do that. Sean, we're going to play voicemails in a minute, but there's one that I have to play for you before we take a break to play said voicemails.
Because
someone was very excited that you were coming on the show. And this one actually just came in.
Aren't they going to be bitterly disappointed?
Oh, I know. You've really let everyone down. But this one just came in this morning, so let's check this out.
Hey, Carl. I just wanted to call to let you know that I, like most people, I'm sure, finally sat down to listen to all the episodes of your podcast during the quarantine, and I just finished the most recent episode, and I was going to call you to let you know that I wasn't going to listen for the next 4 years or so I could let episodes build up so I could have a good month's worth of podcasts to listen to. But then you said that Sean was going to be on this week's episode, and well, I'm going to listen to that one. And then I'm going to stop listening for about 4 years.
Okay.
So I'll talk to you in about 4 years. Call me back.
Sean, you are responsible for one more listener this week that we would not have had. So thank you for that, my friend.
Oh, thank you. I thought he was going to say, so Sean's coming on, so now I'm not going to listen for 8 years.
No, he's excited. He's like, I don't want to listen to your show again for the next 4 years, but if Sean's going to be on, I'll check out one episode. Sean, you obviously helped produce The Dick Show, which is dick.show, thedickshow.com. Is there anything else that you'd like to promote or plug while you're here, my friend?
Man, you did it already. I don't promote shit. I don't have shit to promote. Maybe one day I will, but, you know, I'm plenty busy in the meantime. I appreciate you asking me on, though. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to do reviews in a second. If you want to hang out, I think Vic is a big fan of yours, and Vic comes down and reads reviews. So if you want to hang out for a minute, we'll pop Vic on, if that's cool.
Yeah, I'm here till you tell me to go.
Awesome. You rock, buddy. Thank you so much for coming on. I had a great time talking to you, and we'll fix up all these technical difficulties in post and make it sound like it was a real show.
Yeah, good luck with that. Thanks a lot.
So please join us again next week. It might be the episode we find out once and for all who are these podcasts. Sleep well, every pony.
Farting in the mosh pits of morning radio. And now the
show is over now. Okay. Great show. Good job, everybody.
Great job, everyone.
Who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck?
You fucking know all about this shit.
Fucking corny.
You know, who are these
podcasts?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Makes no sense.
Reviews with Vic.
Hi, Vic.
Hi, Carl. Hi, Sean. Hello.
Oh,
how are you?
Whoa, she's really nervous. She's nervous. She didn't even do her catchphrase.
Well, I threw it in at the end. But
out of sorts.
Mr. Sean, I've been hearing rumors that you're going to split off and make a Sean show completely.
Did you start those rumors?
Yeah, I think so, but I can't wait. When are you going to get so pissed at Dick?
When am I going to get so pissed at Dick?
Yeah.
Well, it seems to be happening every week lately.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah, no, you've been getting pretty fucking angry.
Yeah, I'm just kind of an angry guy these days. But, it's fun, too. We were laughing after one where the screaming. But, yeah. No, I've known that guy for so long. He is infuriatingly lovable. That's the thing. You just go, God, I would just wring your fucking neck if I could. Your parents should have beat you, but you love the guy.
You know what it was? It was too much whoring when he was younger. That's why he's
I don't know, too much encouragement.
Evidently.
I have a Sean show pint glass, so whether the show exists or not, we're already excited about it.
I love those.
Yeah, it's funny. All right, Vic, you got some reviews you want to read for us? So, Sean, what we're going to
do,
we're going to hear the review, and then we have to guess how many stars they gave us.
Okay.
All right.
So, what, 1 to 5? Or
1 to 5, yep.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so this one's titled Don't Waste Your Time. Pretty hard guess. These guys try to emulate popular talk show radio hosts like Howard Stern, but the objective of reviewing and discussing other podcasts. However, their poor production quality, lame/uninspired/one-dimensional sense of humor, and objectively poorly articulated reviews of other podcasts mean that there are no reason to ever listen to them. You would be doing yourself a favor by listening to probably any other podcast they talk about.
Oh. All right, I'm going to guess.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah, I know. We listen to some shitty podcasts.
But pretty much anything's better.
I'm going to go with 1 star on that one. Sean?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, do they have to give stars? Can there be 0? Yeah. Or is it just 1 through 5?
1 through 5.
Okay, well, that's going to be a 1.
Yeah. No, Carl's been getting a lot of hate recently. So it's not going good for you, Carl.
What do you think it is? Do you think it's the 2 Bears, 1 Cave review? I think a lot of people are pissed about that.
Well, you only got a couple referencing their shows. Like, someone called you the gay F-slur retard, but they, like, initialed it as well.
And the F-slur?
And the F-slur together. It was F-G-T-R-R-T-D, I think.
Okay.
That's fun.
It's new.
That's some terms of service violation.
You would think.
And then you got Best Podcast, More Croge.
Oh, all right. More Croge. I agree with that. So that's a 5-star review, maybe?
Yeah.
They said
it is best.
It would have to be a 5-star, right?
Well, you'd be surprised, Sean. What I tell people to I tell people to give us 5 stars and then shit on us in the description. Some people do that. Other people get it backwards, and they're like, great show, and they give us 1 star. I'm like, no, that's the opposite of what I'm saying.
Okay.
So you never know.
It could be that way.
You never know. All right. What else you got?
What a waste of time. These two think they are hilarious. They sound like 11-year-old boys sitting in a treehouse who just figured out how to record themselves and decided to record themselves making fun of other people. Grow up, kiddos.
So I know this is going to be a one star because the person said these two guys. And anyone who actually liked the show would know that we have different people on every week. So that's going to be a one star.
Yeah. Yeah, that's – I mean, I bet people usually either give – I would guess you don't get too many lukewarm reviews, right?
Oh, the three-star ones piss me off the most because it doesn't tell me anything. I don't learn anything from a three-star review.
I'll go one on that one.
Yep. And then you got one more. It's fine, I guess. It's a fine but explicit, obviously.
It's a fine but explicit?
Yeah. I think they're missing the noun. That's either a two or a three, right?
I'm going to go four.
God damn, it's a two. Good job, Sean.
Hey, Sean, you win. Nice job, buddy. Swept it.
I didn't commit, though. I said two or three.
I'll give it to you.
But, well, yeah, clean this up. Yeah, it was a two, obviously. Obviously a two. I was right. That's what I want everyone to know.
I'm the one judging, and I give it to you. All right.
Charitable.
Man, Vic, what's going on? We're not making friends anymore on the internet? What's happening here?
What does that mean? Oh, no, you're not.
I can't believe it. All I'm doing is shitting on everyone. I don't know why they're upset.
I know, your five stars are boring.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want somebody kissing your ass that much, right?
No, I
mean, you don't want
that.
Them agreeing with everything that you say.
Of course not. I want them to be butthurt because I didn't like the show they like.
All right.
Here, let's listen to some voicemails. Here we go. We're going to run through these quick.
W-A-T-P. How's that? Anyways, speaking of WATP, on your website that you probably haven't been on in a couple years, it says copyright 2019 at the bottom. I don't know. You might want to change that. Andy, signing out. Goodbye.
Boy, it's my face, Rod. Could you imagine seeing a copyright 2019 and saying, I got to call this guy and let him know that his website is fucked?
What a public service.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, Andy. Thanks for the heads up on that. We'll get that.
Somebody's got to look out for the details.
All right. I think this is the same guy calling back again.
Also, speaking of Andy, I know he's apparently a trucker. What does he truck? Because it sounds like he trucks pocket protectors and number two pencils. Either that or he trucks, like, duct tape and rope or something. Because I don't know. His voice just does not track. It does not sound like a trucker voice. Sounds like the voice of a person who makes lot lizards disappear. Anyways, I don't know. You might want to check. I would not be alone in a basement with him if I were you. I don't know. Anyways, call me back.
Makes lot lizards disappear. That's actually a pretty good line. I like that.
Yeah.
Andy does not sound like a trucker. Andy, I know because he used to play bass in my band Sluts. So that's why we're friends. He's more of a bass player than a trucker, in my opinion. But he does drive Coca-Cola products around. I just doxed him.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Was
about
that another ska band?
No, it was a punk rock band. I don't play ska music, Vic.
Sure you don't. Ska band at one fucking point, Carl?
No, I never had a ska band. Dare you.
You fucking sound like it.
You sound like it.
He got really, really into the Boss Tones one year.
They're fun. I love their shows because you run up on stage and you jump off a lot. Those are fun shows to go to.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe next time land on your head, Carl.
True story. I was at a show, and the fifth time I got up on stage and jumped off, it was like the parting of the sea. Everyone just got out of the fucking way, and I just landed straight on my face.
Oh, no. God. Were you that fat at one point?
Oh, that's funnier than anything you or I have said today.
I know. I was just going to say, Vic got the biggest laugh out of Sean today. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's my only one.
Congrats.
It's my parting gift.
Here's someone calling about getting Nick Rakita on the show.
Carl, you should have the blackface lawyer Nick Rakita on to talk about starting John's lawsuit. I need to hear that contest.
Yeah, people have been messaging Nick about that, and I know he's made... We've emailed each other a little bit. We might make that happen. I don't know how interested he is in centering John, but I'd love to get his perspective on it. It'd be interesting to know.
Speaking of makes things, he's great. I really like Nick personally, and he can really break it down in a way that just the layperson can understand.
Yeah, me too. I love Nick, and I read through the entire lawsuit, and I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So I'd love for him to actually tell me what I'm talking about. That'd be helpful. Speaking of attorneys, this is Stuttering John's attorney calling us.
Hey, what's up, Carl? This is Stuttering John's lawyer's assistant, and I want to let you know that you better be careful, because as soon as we save up enough money to pay for all your legal fees in the courtroom, we're going to send you a seasoned assist, okay? So just stop.
All right, that was his attorney's assistant. I apologize. My notes were wrong.
I could tell.
All right, Vic is not going to be on the show forever, so we have people who want to audition for her job.
Hey, Carl, just calling in to audition for the new News Girl segment. Here goes. Hello. I need attention. No, I won't send you feet pics. There we go. I think that's like 10 times better than Vic, right? Anyway, call me back.
I would say a factor of 20 times better than Vic. That was perfect. Well done. All right, let's just bang through a few more of these. How are we going to discover? How are we going to figure out who the next review girl is, Vic?
I'd prefer a Thunderdome personally, but I mean, I don't know. We could see who's the most unfunny retard who calls in.
I guess I'll leave it up to you. You get to decide who your predecessor is.
That's a bad idea.
And by the way, Kiwi Farms, it's not going to be Digi, okay? It was a joke. That was a joke, you fucking idiots.
Well, Maddox is working on a girl character.
Oh, yeah, we get Maddie Locks. That would be amazing.
Oh, no.
Would be, wouldn't he? Maddie Locks could come in and read the news and sit on her balls.
Successor, not predecessor. Listen, I've been drinking and talking into a microphone for 2 hours straight, all right?
I wasn't going to say anything.
It gets tiring, all right? I get a little tired. All right, let's just hear some more voicemails.
Hey, Carl, this is FDR. I have polio, and this is how I talk. I'm just calling in today to inform you that you, Carl, are now more famous than Stuttering John, because you have a sitting president leaving you a fan voicemail. And
hold on. He just said a sitting president. That's maybe the funniest joke that Cripple Jesus has ever said. That's fucking hilarious. All right.
He is a funny guy.
He's a funny guy. I got to back that up because that's fucking funny.
Then Stuttering John, because you have a sitting president leaving you a fan voicemail. And, I've really warmed up to Andy. He's gotten funnier over the years. So good job, Andy. And I'll end this voicemail to quote myself. The only thing we have to fear is Vic and the Navy. See you later, Carl.
Oh, FDR, calling into the show. That's awesome. FDR, if you know Cripple Jesus, tell him that he has the job if he wants it. We'd love to have him do the reviews on the show. That's great.
Oh, yeah. You know, it might stretch out your show to like 3 to 4 hours because it takes him so long to spit out any word, but it'd be so good.
I'll speed it up in post.
God.
This is another girl who wants Vic's job.
Hey, Carl, it's Casey. I heard you need a new review girl. I am not willing to give out my phone number on Patreon, so if that's a deal breaker, then, you know, I can't do that. But if no one else is interested, I guess I could give it a try. Call me back.
That is an infectious personality.
Oh, she's so excited. She's so ready to take it over.
What a great audition that was.
She really came out. Yeah, I mean, if you want to go like with the goth chick route, then that might do it. I don't care. I don't know. Here's the news. I mean, listen or don't. I don't really care.
Call back and tell us what your shoe size is, and then we'll determine it based on that.
Oh, God.
Seven and a half, but then I got pregnant, so it's an 8.5. I don't know. My husband, like, you know, he says it's better because it covers up more of his face, but I think his face just, you know, shrank. So I don't know. I don't call me by. I don't know if I. I'm not going to give you my cell phone. I'm not really sure about an email address. You know, I guess I really just don't want to do it. So thanks anyway.
I might give you my Twitter handle by episode 7, but I'm not sure. It's brilliant.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, buddy. We're still here.
I would have hung up on me, too.
No, we didn't hang up on you. We're still here. Oh, Shawnee. Shawnee Sean. All right.
Well, that's good.
While he's that's trying funny. To fix his stuff, here's another person talking about you, Vic. Victoria.
Oh, wow.
Hey, it's me, Carl from... okay, I'm really not going to do this bit this time. Anyways... Call me Billy Joel fucking Armstrong, because you can wake me up when September ends, because finally no more Vic. I can't wait. Call me back.
People are excited about the end of the Vic segment.
Oh, very. I still haven't gotten a negative text, and I only care about people who have money, so it's all good.
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
You know, they have to pay you to get my number, which means they have some sort of money. And I haven't had one negative text that was like, yeah, fuck you. I'm not going to miss you.
Oh, weird. So I guess they just pretend that they don't like you. But in actuality, they're all huge Vic fans. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, fantastic. Everyone is a fucking Vic fan, Carl.
Agreed. I think everyone agrees with that, especially the subreddit. Here is... God. Here is last voicemail I have to play.
Hey, Carl, you have a small penis.
All right. I like that. Succinct. Got right to the point. I'm just going to text Sean. I'd love to say.
I heard you have a small penis.
There he is. I was just about to text you and tell you we didn't hang up on you. We're still here.
All right. Just in case. No, I would have hung up. I would have hung up on me.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? Your impression of our caller was spot on. I loved it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Sean, for doing this. This has been a lot of fun. I really appreciate your time today.
Oh, it has been. Sorry for the technical shit. I don't know what's going on with this particular laptop, but it's about to have done what it did for the last time. Because I think it's going in the street.
Good.
It's going in the street to be hit by trucks. Maybe Andy will come by and run it over.
This guy immediately gets it. I love it. All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. And I think I'm going to talk to you in a couple of weeks. We're going to do another crossover episode.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. Thanks, everybody, for listening. So hopefully you can chop that together and, you know, make dog shit into, you know, something listenable. So
I have family in from out of town, and I will ignore them all and do editing all day tomorrow. So that'll be a lot of fun. Thanks, Sean.